This is the Community Garda slot on Highland Radio, and we're joined in its studio this morning by Garda Grainne Doherty. Grainne, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
Sally Grainne, this morning we're starting with a story people will be aware of, and that's a fatal traffic collision that happened on July 5th.
Yes, yeah, so Letterkenny Garda are appealing for information in relation to this fatal road traffic collision occurred on the N13, the Newton Cunningham to Letterkenny Road. Happened on Tuesday the 5th of July, and it happened in and around 10:50 p.m. on that date, and the collision involved three cars. So unfortunately, a man in his early 70s, he was taken from the scene to Letterkenny Hospital, and sadly he was pronounced dead. A man in his 40s was also taken for treatment at Letterkenny Hospital. His injuries are believed to be non-life threatening. So we appeal to anybody who may have witnessed this collision firstly to contact us in Letterkenny. Any road users who were travelling in the area who had a dash cam, we would be grateful if they could make that footage available to Gardaí. Anybody with information can contact us in the Garda station in Letterkenny on 9167 100, or as always, the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111. And just in relation to the dash cam footage, I know we mentioned this before, but you know, it's not a matter, you don't have to go through the footage yourself. If you were on that stretch of road on that date, around that time, you know, just drop the footage into us and we can go through the footage ourselves.
Another road collision, this one in Carndonagh.
Yes, so this one happened in the early hours of Sunday, the 10th of July. It happened on the Moville Road, so approximately about a kilometre out of Carndonagh town, heading for Moville. A man was crossing the road. Now, it's a very dark stretch of road, poor lighting there. He was struck by a dark coloured car. The car didn't remain at the scene and it travelled onwards towards Carndonagh town. So we appeal to anybody who may have relevant information, who may have witnessed the incident, to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932 0540. We also appeal to anybody who had a dash cam who travelled on the Carndonagh to Moville Road between 3:30 a.m. and 4 a.m. to make that footage available to Gardaí. The nightclub there, the Tullamarine nightclub, would have been on, you know, that night, so possibly we're hopeful that maybe there may have been taxi drivers on that road, and a lot of taxi drivers would have dash cam footage. So we appeal to them also to make the footage available if they were on that stretch of road. No. The man was removed from the scene by ambulance to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, and I believe he's actually still in hospital receiving treatment.
And just to restate, this happened in the early hours of Sunday morning in around about the 20 to 4 mark.
And around 3:40 a.m, yeah.
Yep. To Buncrana now, and a burglary in Ludden.
Yeah, this burglary happened at a house there in Ludden, Buncrana, between, so on Thursday the 7th of July. So it happened between 7:30 a.m. and 7:45 p.m. So it's believed entry may have been gained through an unsecured rear window. And a substantial sum of cash was stolen from the house during the course of the burglary. The house in question is situated along the main road into Buncrana town. You know, when you leave Lisfannan Beach and head into Buncrana town, the house is along the main roadside there on the right-hand side. So we appeal to anybody who may have witnessed any suspicious activity in that area on that date to contact us in Buncrana on 074 932 0540.
Going now to Ballybofey again, a burglary this time in Aisling Court.
Yes, this burglary happened in the early hours of Thursday the 7th of July, so happened between just shortly after midnight and 6:30 a.m, the early hours of Thursday morning. The entry was gained to this house. The back door, unfortunately, was left unlocked, and entry was is believed to have been gained through that door. A small sum of cash was taken, a van key, a wallet, and a car key also. So the car, it was a black Hyundai Tucson, and the partial reg of that is ASZ. That was stolen from the driveway of the house. The car was then located at about 10:30 a.m. that morning and in a forest area, so just outside Ballybofey in an area of Goland. So damage had been caused to the underbody or the underneath of the car. We appealed to residents in Aisling Court, firstly, to contact Gardaí if they seen or heard anything, you know, in that area in the early hours of Thursday morning that might help progress the investigation. We appeal to any road users in or around the Ballybofey area who think they may have seen the Hyundai Tucson on the road, or if they had a dash cam and believe that they may have captured it on their dash cam footage again, if they could make that footage available to us. Gardaí can be contacted in Letterkenny on 9167 100 or the Garda confidential line again, 1800 666 111.
It seems inevitable that whenever we're having a conversation, we come to scams. And the latest, well, no, not the latest, because this is one that we've had before.
This one has actually been mentioned quite recently. It has been mentioned a lot. It's been on our Facebook page and on air a couple of times, I believe, over the last number of weeks. But the reason we want to highlight this one again, we've had quite a number of people again confused, you know, and panicky when they receive this email. They panic, they contact us. Unfortunately, we had one member of the public contacted us this week who had fallen victim to this scam and had clicked the link, you know, and total control was taken over that person's laptop then, you know, it was seized up. So we just want to issue the advice again. I'll make it fairly short now. I don't want to go on because I know we do mention it fairly regularly. But this scam, so an individual will receive an email. It claims to be from an Garda Síochána. And I've seen the email actually. It actually looks very, very official, you know, and it has the crest, the Garda crest, and looks really official. So it is quite believable. Now, so this scam will, this email will inform the recipient that they're under investigation, that the investigation is in relation to child pornography, paedophilia, cyber porn, sex trafficking or something similar along those lines. And of course, as always, you know, the shock factor's there. You know, somebody reads this and just automatic panic, you know, panic comes over them maybe and they want to clear the matter up and are tempted to click that link. So we're advising the public, and Garda Síochána will not ever make contact with a person who is under investigation in this manner. You know, you'll never receive an email from Gardaí to say that you're under investigation and what you're under investigation for. That just won't happen. So we would just like to remind the public of the following advice. Don't respond to any unsolicited email seeking personal, financial or security advice. Don't click on a link. And I think this particular one, it's a link that's there. You know, they request that you click on this link. So never click on a link or in an attachment and an unsolicited email. And, you know, if you receive an email, any email or this type of email, contact your local Garda, call into the station or ring your local Garda station, explain the situation to them, you know, and they can talk it through with you and advise you. You know, just don't be hasty and don't panic. We just ask anybody, do not click the link and don't provide any sort of personal details.
I mean, the reality is every Garda station, every Garda at this stage has seen that email numerous times, yeah, and probably seen all the others, the one purporting to come from banks, the one, I mean, and I probably get 2-3 emails a day that I disregard. Oh, yeah. The number of banks that are questioning me about the accounts that I don't have, I mean, you know, and they do this. They're just, I mean, and I'm sure everyone out there has at some point had, you know, an email purporting to be from the Bank of Ireland and they're scratching their heads going, but I bank with AIP.
Yeah, and that's it, yeah. But, and do you know what, it's so easy to fall, because I know times myself, no more than you, and you get numerous text messages a week and emails and scam emails, and some of them are so believable, yeah, you know. But the danger in relation to this one, I suppose, is that, you know, should somebody vulnerable receive this email, or perhaps even somebody with broken English, you know, they've just moved into the country, they've broken English, they see the Garda logo, it looks very official, they see the police logo at the top, and maybe automatically presume, you know, that this is an official email, they might click the link. But anybody, we would advise anybody, don't be one bit afraid to ring us or to call into the station, even take a screenshot of the email and take it in and show it to us, and we can put your mind at ease in relation to the matter.
And the reality is now, with access to the internet, with access to Microsoft Word and other documents, a 7-year-old child will, within the space of about 6 minutes, put together a really good-looking email purporting to be from an Garda Síochána, because the logos are freely available, the website's freely available. I mean, you know, anyone with access to a computer can put that together in a matter of minutes.
They can, of course, yeah. So the advice is just look, please don't panic. The panic factor is there, of course, you know, and the wording would make you panic when you read it first off, and I suppose that's the problem. And people are falling victim to this scam and other scams, you know, and I know it sounds repetitive. We're talking about it every couple of weeks at least, we mention scams.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact is that we have to do that because people, unfortunately, still are falling victim to them.
Well, hopefully someone will hear this and it'll make them think before clicking something in the future. And if that's the case, then we've done our job. Another issue that we discuss frequently and regularly and have been doing for years, for as long as I'm working here, 32 years, we've been speaking about bogus callers and people calling to the door, you know, offering to do work or offering to sell things, it doesn't always end well.
Yeah, and you know, this time of year now, well, hopefully the weather, I was going to say the weather's picking up, but then it's very grey out there today. Hopefully the weather will pick up, but you know, and these people will be out, when the weather does pick up, they will be out, they'll be offering to power wash the house, you know, to cut hedges, to do garden work, cut the grass, whatever the case is. But the reason I wanted to highlight this week, we actually received a call from a lady, she lives alone in Moville. And this happened on the 5th of July, actually. So three men arrived at this lady's house. They commenced work in her garden, started cutting trees and doing landscaping work in her garden. This lady had not requested for these men to come. She hadn't employed them to do this work. So luckily, she had a neighbour there who contact was made with the neighbour. The neighbour came over and the men, you know, they were asking for the amount of €2,000 to complete the work in the garden. So there was three men. They had a UK registered white van, as a description of the van that they were travelling in. They wanted €2,000 to complete the work, so they were told, no, you know, the work's not necessary, we don't want the work done, and nobody had contacted you to come here. But then when that failed, they wanted €200, the sum of €200 for the work that they had already completed while they were there. So they said then that they had obviously had the wrong address, you know, that they had come to the wrong property, you know, all sorts of excuses. But listen, the long story short, the lady didn't pay them any money. And luckily she had somebody there to hand who could come over to give her, you know, give her a bit of moral support and backup when these men were on the property. But so we just want to issue, in light of that, that's a very recent event. That was July 5th, and that was in the Moville area. So bogus callers may offer services, as we mentioned already, as, such as power washing, painting. They might sell goods. They do prefer to target the more vulnerable and people who live alone. And they have researched this. You know, these people do their research before they call to the houses. So our advice is, don't engage with such callers. You know, don't ever open your door to anybody before you're confident that they are known to you or that they have a genuine reason to be there. A chain lock's a great idea, especially if you live alone. You know, have the chain lock on the door. At least you can open the door a certain amount, see the person, converse with them, but you still have that safety catch there that you can shut the door, you know, and they can't push the door in. So, and these callers can be quite intimidating, and that's possibly why, you know, that they target people who live alone, and they arrive in numbers and groups, you know, and that is very intimidating for anybody. And they often refuse to take no for an answer. They can be very pushy. So our advice is, contact Gardaí immediately, such as this lady did do. Contact us. If you encounter such a caller, give us as much information as you possibly can. You know, take a look out the window, try to get the registration number of their mode of transport, what they're wearing, maybe what sort of accent they had. And if anybody is out and about, just, you know, and just as this neighbour did in this case, you know, just keep an eye out, especially for elderly or more vulnerable neighbours in your community. You know, keep a wee eye out for them. If you see any cars, suspicious cars or vans at their property, maybe call over to check, is everything okay? And we would ask people as well to please pass this advice on to maybe neighbours, relatives or friends who live alone and may be susceptible to such callers. So the main advice, just look, if in doubt, keep them out.
Thanks. Good advice indeed. Finally, the Float for Hope boat run taking place on July 23rd in Burtonport Harbour. This could be a rather interesting one to attend.
It would, yeah. And you know, funny, when I was doing the notes, I was looking at this. I was sure I was going to get tongue-tied when I said this, so I hope it goes well. Now I'll say it, but the Float for Hope boat run, that went okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's going to take place on July 23rd. That's all happening down at Burtonport Harbour. So that's a Saturday, 23rd of July. This week's event is based around the topic of water safety awareness. So members from organisations such as the Irish Water Safety, the RNLA, the Donegal Coast Guard, the Swilly Seals, the CFFAM, Aran Mór, the Sheephaven Sub Aqua Club, the Rosses Snorkeling Club, that's only a few, you know, of the organisations. They will be there. They will be demonstrating different types of rescue techniques in the water and also on the pier itself. And, you know, they'll be advising in relation to kayak safety and life jackets, which sort of life jackets should be worn, you know, for different age groups. And they're going to be there all day. Look, and I know there's a boating event then later on in the day. You know, the boats will go out on tour and come back later that evening. But there is going to be a great buzz about Burtonport Pier that day. But they're raising awareness in relation to water safety. There'll be information stands there and demonstrations all day at Burtonport Pier. So the event kicks off at 9 a.m, but it's going to be on all day long at the pier. So we would just, you know, we would advise members of the public, if they're at a loose end that day, you know, to call along. You know, it's a great chance for members of the public to become more aware of water safety. And next week we'll have further information. Next week we'll have a little programme of events so that
Excellent.
we can outline next week for people if they wish to go to that.
And I know quite a few of your colleagues are members of Sheephaven and other sub-aqua clubs as well, so there'll be plenty of Gardaí, I'm sure, in the water on the day as well.
There will, of course. And actually the guards, I don't know, this is the second year actually that this has run. So the first year, I'm not sure, would have been probably before COVID hit, all right. But I know the fire brigade are also there and the guards are intended.
Oh, yeah.
So the guards from the Milford District will be there also with an information stand, and they'll be on hand on the day.
And it's an extremely, as you say, it's an extremely important thing. I mean, water tourism, hugely important in Donegal. Participation in the water is a very big part of leisure in the county, and that water safety message, an important one. Gráinne, as ever, thanks very much indeed for your contribution today.
Thank you, Donal, for having me.
And there'll be another community information slot, of course, from An Garda Síochána on next Tuesday in around about 10:15.